Oh, hi there. Welcome back to the cast. My name is Kylie Kane. This, episode 3, Neverwinter Nights. So where we last left off, we were standing in front of the cathedral, staring, waiting patiently before we head inside. First things first we're going to do is we're actually going to be resting. This allows us to recover our spells and to set ourselves up in a way that isn't going to end us dead, which is good. I like that. That's very good. Looks like it's becoming morning time, so people are beginning to come outside. So, I could go talk to the rest of them. Get to level 3, maybe. But no, what I want to do is I want to head back into the cathedral. So remember, last time we came in here, we actually died. We got our butts kicked, and we actually got a skeleton undead warrior, which I'm going to examine from far away. They are quite overpowered. I'm looking at their examining. They're skeletal remains of warriors who either died as soldiers in some dark campaign or were betrayed by those most trusted. Let's see. They have lower movement strength, higher attack, higher damage, higher AC, and they're immune to effectively every freaking thing. So that's bad. We want to find a way around them. I'm staring at him. He's staring at me. This is going to become very bad very quickly. So let's see if we can't find a way around. I'm going to try. If we remember when I walked into the cathedral, there was a door to our right. I'm going to try to bash the door open. My attack has not. My weapon says it's ineffective. Try one more time. It says it's ineffective again. It's absorbing the damage. So I don't know if I can actually do any damage to it. Yeah, I'm not doing any damage to it. And it requires a special key to unlock. There's a possibility I could turn undead, but I don't know if it'll work. Will it work? The answer might surprise you. We're going to cast Domain Battle Mastery. We're going to cast our other domain spell. Oh no, we just died. we literally walked in and just died. Got our tails. He's walking away. What is he doing? He's just like, no, you're not worth it. You're not worth my trouble. He's just wandering around. Can I escape him? Oh, I have an idea. Maybe. I have an idea. What I'm going to do is we're about to come back to life. We're actually about to gain our health back and stabilize, right? We're healing currently. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to stand up. We're going to stand up and we're immediately going to get attacked, right? So I'm going to run away from him as quickly as possible. And so he started following me. Nope, I'm dying again. He immediately started following me again, and they all surrounded me. My guy is just screaming so much because I took magical damage. I don't know of what I can do. It's possible I could try to turn undead again and get the scavengers off of me so I can lead this guy away. But that's going to be my only real help, I think. I don't have the money to hire an adventurer to eat this guy. And he's just way too strong for me right now, right? So I'm going to turn undead. Nope, I immediately took damage. We are effectively death walking our way through here. And they hit me for magical damage, and I'm not making my saves is what I'm doing right now. So I am actually dying. So I wonder, what if I instead did a... Can I use resurrection on myself? I can't. So what if, I'm thinking, what if as soon as I stand back up, I do cure light wounds, which will do, I'm not sure if that'll heal me enough. I might do, yeah, I'll do a cure light wounds. Nope, I died. We're dead. We're dead again. Ain't even 5 minutes into the episode and we're already dead. I'll just respawn. And we lost another 100 points and another 17 GP. All right, so what we're going to need to do is we're going to need to... Ooh, there's a person nearby the graveyard. Let's talk to them a little bit. Hi, your name is Shalom? Hello, Shalom. Why do you keep touching me? Oh, she's like, no, I don't want to talk to you. Can we enter this door? This door is locked. All right, so I'm looking around the graveyard, and I'm seeing if there's any zombies in the graveyard, because maybe, just maybe, if I fight somebody in the graveyard, I can gain a little bit more experience, come up to level 3, and be in a little bit of a better situation. But right now, we're just in a bad situation. I am gonna rest, and what we're going to do is we're going to look at our spells here. I also need to remember that we can do, like, magic weapon. We can do other things like that, right? We can do magic weapon. We can do inflict light wounds. We have a couple things that we can definitely do to improve our situation, but it's so little far and few between here. These guys are just strong, right? So let's enter the cathedral again, take a stock of our situation, and then we might just bail out and look for another possible solution. Yeah, they're all over the place in here. So let's do this here. We're going to go to our left, right? I'm going to do a search. Well, right now we're searching for hidden doors, right? Ooh, do I have stealth mode? Nope, they saw me. Okay. They see me? I mean, I can't make the stealth checks if I do. All right, cool. All right, so what we're doing is we're doing some kiting work here. He actually hit me. Right, so we're doing some kiting work here. I am going to kite all of them into a room that is kind of off the beaten path and that I plan on dying in. Okay, so if I die in here, we're fine. All right, let's use a cure light wounds. All right, we cured ourselves. All right, did I get any of them? No, I died. Okay, but that's good. Because I'm hoping that I can hang them all in here and they're going to just hang out in here. I stabilized. No, am I dying? No, I am healing. Dang it, I'm healing. I need to actually die in here. Oh no. So I have a plan. So I basically ran into the cathedral and basically run to a room to the right that basically my plan was to just die in, right? In order to at least kite one of them away, and I don't know where the other one's at. But if I need to, I've got to figure out a way to kite him away too. Maybe. I'm considering my options here is what I'm doing. All right, let's do a run. Gonna do some more running, right? We're gonna do some more running. And what we're trying to do is trying to grab the other one, wherever he's at. Okay, there he is. Hello, hi. So we're doing a kiting maneuver, right? We're kiting them around the cathedral, trying our best to get ourselves in a much better situation, right? So that's what I'm doing right now. Maybe if I can get away fast enough, I can get away far enough, I'll be able to clip them to a wall or something. No, they're still following me. Okay, that's fine. We're running around the cathedral room trying to do some kiting. They are definitely still following me. That's fine and fair. All right, now we're going to run back into the room where we died, right? And I'm going to run all the way to the corner. Get them all over here. All right, so we've kited almost the entire room into this one room here. And by the way they work, they're not really going to... Yeah, he just outright killed me. He killed me in one hit. Like, literally, I didn't even get a chance to survive that. So, we've done some kiting. We did some work. It took a little bit of power, but we did it. And I am super excited about that. So, that's good. So, okay. So, now we can kind of clear out the rest of the area. Maybe gain a level. Going right back into the cathedral. And we're just going to take it one step at a time. We're going to stay as far away from that room as possible. So that we will not... we're going to stay as far away from that room as possible. Try to gain some of the experience back by killing off some scavengers and not touching strange glyphs again. That's a pretty good idea, right? So we're going to avoid that room with prejudice.
So grant me victory!
All right, I killed a second one. I killed a second scavenger. I'm hugging the left wall of the cathedral. There's a door here. With some stuff, a cabinet, a corpse, and some other stuff in here. So we're going to do a couple things. We're going to... you know what we're going to do? We're going to quickly save it. All right, we're going to save it, right? And then we're going to try to walk into this door. The door is locked. Let's see. Maybe I can unlock it. No. It's just not. It says it'll never be a success for me. Success will never be possible for me. I just do not have enough power. I don't have the ability to do that. So, things I need to do. All right, we got him. We got another one dead. We killed another scavenger. A scavenger creeped up on us, right? So, we're just quickly, slowly working our way around the room. All right, so I'm looking around the cathedral. There's a... you know how cathedrals have pews in the front where the... where the preacher would do all their talking. I found that. I also found a couple corpses beside it. We've got a couple more scavengers coming out to attack. And I've killed one. There's a second one right here. We're going to take him out, I hope. Oh, we missed. We missed our attack. That's fine. Come on. Take him out. Two down. We've almost gained back the experience we've lost. We haven't gained back the money. I'm going to back up. I'm going to take the hit. We took a hit whenever we backed up. But I'd rather take that hit and heal it either by resting or whatever than by having to deal with it. So we lost 200, and I think we've regained that now. We've regained all 300. No, we haven't gained 300 yet. We've still got two more kills before we gain our 300 experience we lost to the deaths back. We're fighting currently another scavenger who is really good at dodging right now. We're missing on all our attacks. He's rolling high. He's rolling 11 and 12s. I'm rolling low. I've rolled one. He hit me with an 18. I just rolled an 18, so that's good. That's a good kill. And I don't think any of the corpses here have anything on them. So let's check the pew, the pedestal. I'm too excited to talk right now.
Bear witness to the truths that lie herein.
Oh, there's some voice acting.
There is a war that rages on even now, beyond the fields of...
Okay.
Between the utopian kingdoms of the high heavens and the chaotic pits of the burning hells.
Okay, that's kind of crazy. I was unaware of that. Okay.
This war is known as the Great Conflict. It has raged and grown longer than any of the stars in the sky. Neither side ever gains...
What?
The forces of light and darkness constantly vie for control over all creation.
Oh, okay. So there was some definite dialogue there that was talking about the Great War. That's a worrying prospect. There's a door over there near where the bad things we just left off are hiding. Oh, it's 2 gold. Yay, I just gained 2 gold. I have 144 gold now. Hooray! There's some bookshelves in there and a cabinet. Can we slip in there without activating the creatures in the other room? Probably. Yes. Oh, but it's trapped. I can see the trap. Did they trigger the trap? It doesn't look like they did. All right, so we do have a... We're surrounded by 4 of them. It's kind of bad. It's actually very bad. We're going to do a spell in combat, which should come at a penalty, right? And gives us a definite attack of opportunity. So that's bad. We're going to use a potion of healing. And now we're going to take them out, right? One down. All right, let's see if we can take the rest of them down. All right, come on, come on, come on. Can we take the rest of them down? We're fighting for our lives right now, but we're not actually swinging yet. We just swung and we missed. We missed with a 9. They just hit me 3 times in a row with... looks like my damage reduction, actually, because of my spell I cast, actually absorbed all of the damage I just took from that. So that was good. Looks like they're hitting for me for 1 damage apiece, which is being absorbed by the domain spell I cast. Looks like the other one is there. I'm going to cast the strength domain powers. I should have cast it. There it is. It's casted now. And now that gives me a strength increase, which will grant me a better attack. And hopefully I'll be able to take them both out. Yeah, that was a good hit. I did hit 4 damage and gained some more experience. We've now gained back all the experience, but this creature is slowly kiting me back towards that room where I don't want to go. So we just need to back the off. Oh no. Oh no. Hold on. Hold on. Okay. Let's get hit with this trap. The trap did get triggered. We took 4 damage and we survived the trap. So let's check out these bookshelves in here. And we got a Tome of Town portal. 3 Tome of Town portals. Nice. We may end up having to cast one while we're in here. 15 gold. We took 1 scavenger down. Where we made, oh, that was a plague eater. Okay, we took the other the actual scavenger down. Both of them give me 45 experience. Let me check this chest again. Anything else in here I can check? Does not look that way. I saw the super creatures walking towards us. That would have been bad. We have 2100 experience. We need. Oh shoot! They're standing outside the doorway, just hugging it. We're going to use a town portal, right? And we're going to use it to go back to town. This grants us a safe exit out of there and a safe entrance if we want. We're not going to use that entrance, though. What I'm going to do is I'm going to put these town portals in the last slot so I can keep them on hand at quick use, right? In my inventory. And let's go walk to... We're going to go talk to the healer, Pepin, and see what he has to say, because he's definitely going to try to help heal me a little bit. With only 159 gold, I don't know if I can actually do anything, though. That's going to be the worrisome thing. I don't think I can do anything. Hey, Pepin.
Glad I caught up to you in time. Our wells have become brackish and stagnant.
Oh?
And some of the townspeople have been ill drinking from them. Our reserves of fresh water are quickly running dry.
Okay, so I'm going to ask how I can help.
I believe that there is a passage that leads to the springs that serve our town. Please find what has caused this calamity, or we all will surely perish.
Okay, so this is a side quest we can do, which is neat, but definitely not what I need. Okay, so we actually can ask him for healing, and let's ask him to sell us some stuff here. Also, I can probably give the Great Conflict to Herodrum, or to our boy over there, that there's a guy walking to our north here beside Pepin's house. Remember, Pepin's house was to the east of the well. This is Lancer Latot. I've never heard of him. Let's go talk to him and see if he's actually got any dialogue. Nope, he has no dialogue. Oh, what about Gillian? Gillian is a member of the original town, if I remember correctly. I got stuck on a rock. So we're going to go talk to Gillian. Let's go talk to Gillian real quick here. Hey, Gillian.
Hey, how may I serve you?
It's you, Kylie. Oh my, this is a nice surprise. I'm so glad you went back within Tristram and all these strange things happened in town. I could say, it's nice to see you again, Gillian. How's your grandmother? Since when did you move to this house near the tavern?
Ogden and his wife have taken me and
ooh,
my grandmother
voice acting.
And have even let me earn a few gold pieces by working at the inn. I owe so much to them and hope one day to leave this place and help them start a grand hotel in the
east. Oh, she wants to start a hotel in the east. That's actually pretty cool. Let's talk about a couple of the things here. We can ask about the butcher.
When Farnham said something about a butcher killing people, I immediately discounted it.
Okay.
Since you brought it up, maybe it is true.
Okay. Yeah, we asked that about the butcher. Let's go check the well. The whale?
Let's go check the whale. We got to find out what's causing the condemnation.
Oh, my friend.
So we, let's see here. Let's ask Cus. Let's ask Kane about the water supply.
I don't know what I can really tell you about this that will be of any help. The water that fills our wells comes from an underground spring.
Oh, can he tell us where the spring is?
I have heard of a tunnel that leads to a great lake. Perhaps they are one and the same.
Okay, thank you. That's actually interesting. So a tunnel that leads to a great lake. I want to find out how much it would cost us to hire one of these henchmen, even though this will lower our... I don't want to hire a henchman, though. I don't like the way the henchmen's work in the game. just straight up. They tend to work very poorly, right? So I try to avoid them if at all costs. So we did cast a town portal, right? And now we're a little bit safer than we were before. So let's take one last excursion into the crypts here and see if we can't maybe just slip past those super zombies. We're going to rest too before we do anything else. I realize that I don't have my domain spells and I'm just thinking, no, I need to rest. We've got to do that before we go further because those are my most important spells right now. I also need to do some bar arrangement to get my most used spells on the hot bar. But we'll do that probably between episodes. I'll probably work on the hot bar and getting my most used spells, including my summon creature and all that good jazz on the hot bar. So I'm always, always at the ready, if you get my drift. All right, so we're ignoring the right side of the room just for a simple purpose. We're at the same location right beside the pedestal, and we have a door, right? We have a door in front of us. So let's open the door. The door does open, and there's a plague eater on the other side. There's a bunch of plague eaters on the other side. We can just hit them, and we missed. We're still missing a lot, but this is early game, so I expect to miss a lot, right? But let's take this out. We gained 250 experience from talking with Gillian. So let's see if we can't do this. I am getting hurt pretty badly and not doing any damage back. I'm at 12 HP. Now we're at 11 HP. There's a bunch of plague eaters in the hallway. We killed one. We just killed one, right? I'm going to cast a spell. And we're also going to pause it before we... Yeah, I'm going to pause it. And we're going to... They got an attack of opportunity off. We're also going to use a potion of moderate cure wounds. And we're going to use that next. There we go. And that healed us. And now we can attack again, right? So we're going to attack again. Actually, I'm going to take this moment in time since we do have these powers, right? I'll take a moment in time to cast the strength spell, which will allow us to take these guys out pretty quickly. There's about 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 of them here. I'm hoping I can take them out quickly enough. Come on, come on. Come on, swing for the fences, guy. I am swinging so poorly right now. It's not even funny. It really isn't even funny. Come on, hit one of them. They've got such a... Like, I am rolling very poorly is what I'm doing. All right, so I got an attack of opportunity off on one of them. Apparently, it moved out of my range or into my range, and I immediately swung around and popped it. But I'm rolling just really, really terribly right now. It's just really bad. Come on, come on, come on. Okay, okay. Oh, I can't do a heal in combat. I forgot about that. I can probably cast heal, though. I can cast heal on myself. We have a level 1 heal spell. I think I do. It's cat cure light wounds on myself. What did I just do? Did I not just cast cure light wounds? What's going on? Okay, we just cured light wounds. Let's cast magic weapon real quick. Oh, I got a spell failure. Come on, take these guys out. All right, one down. All right, we got 3 left. All right, another guy just ran into me. They had attack of opportunity, right? Come on, hit him. We're just going to have to use another cure potion. We are gobbling through these potions, right? Come on. Heal self, go. Okay. You can heal in combat, apparently. That's actually pretty cool. And you have there is a heal check, but you can use heal in combat. So having that healer's kit nearby is very nice. Okay, so... wow, we gained a lot of experience there. Did we gain enough for a level? We're about 300 points from a level. So many dead bodies. I think all of the scavengers in the room just attacked me at once. I wonder if I could sell this fluospar. All right, let's take a look around this area. There's a corpse to my left and a hallway that leads to a door to my right. There's actually a two-sectioned hallway. We got both directions here, which is pretty intense, but... That actually sounded scary. That scared me. That scared me a lot. But I think... Ah, fiddle, fuddle, foodle, no! Guess who just followed me? It followed me. How did it follow me? Holy cow! I'm sorry, what? It followed me from across the way! That one creature literally followed me. It tracked me down. The skeleton warrior tracked me down and did 11 damage on the first hit. Second hit killed me instantly. Oh my goodness. So we are now... my goodness. That's going to be a problem that we're just going to have to figure out how to get around, I think. Right? Oh my goodness. Okay, so we just died again. We only have 144 GP. Let's go see if we can't sell this fluospar for a little bit of gold. And maybe if we can sell it for a little bit of gold, we'll be able to, I don't know. I don't even know what we can do with that, right? We can maybe buy some gloves for something cheap, maybe buy a little bit more armor. Let's see if Ogden will buy anything. Hey, Ogden. Hey, buddy. Can I talk to you?
Your help, good master.
Oh.
Some months ago, King Leoric's Prince Albrecht was kidnapped. The king went into a rage and scoured the village for his missing child.
Okay.
To blame innocent townsfolk for the boy's disappearance and had them brutally executed.
Less than half of them survived his insanity.
I'm
sorry.
The king's knights and priests tried to placate him, but he turned against
them. What the heck?
Sadly, they were forced to kill him. With his dying breath, the king called down a terrible curse upon his former followers. He vowed that they would serve him in darkness forever.
What the heck?
This is where things take an even darker twist than I thought possible.
Okay.
Our former king has risen from his eternal sleep and now commands a legion of undead minions within the labyrinth.
Okay, so our king is one of the undead.
Destroying his now cursed form.
I will definitely do that, Ogden, but I was actually coming to ask to sell some things, right? So can I sell the fluospar? I can. It's only 37 GP. It's not very good for a salesman object, but what I can do, since I can't use resurrection or raise dead, what I can do is I can sell those for about 3 grand. And that's actually going to put me in a much, better situation. Okay, yeah.
Greetings, good
I forgot about those. Okay, so let's, I'm aware this cast is running really long, but now that we've got some money on our hands, I didn't even think to sell those before. Let's head back to our boy, the armorsmith, and let's see if he's got some decent armor that we can pick up, some decent gloves, maybe even a helmet that we can raise our AC, which is an armor class is what the AC is, by the way. So let's see if we can't raise this AC. So we've got a small shield on. What's the difference between a small and a large shield? Small shield, armor class, let's see, small shield is a 1. Let's go with a large shield. Right, and that will actually increase our AC to 18. Does the helmets do anything other than give us just a little bit more concentration? Looks that way. They just give me a little bit more concentration. But, you know, I'm always down for that. I'm always down for a little bit more concentration. So we're going to grab a winged helmet. And we're going to put that on, right? That'll give me a little bit more concentration. He does have some boots. Boots of reflexes, which don't do a whole lot for me. Bracers of armor. Oh, bracers of armor for 600. Heck yeah, we'll actually take one of those. Yeah, 600, that's good. That gives us a 19 GP. Okay, yes, we're getting somewhere. What are we wearing right now? We're wearing splint mail, right? So we bought that for 200 last time. They also have half plate for 600, which is an armor class of 7 versus our armor class of 6. You know what? What's a halberd do? Halberd is a halberd's terrible. You know what? I'm gonna go for the half plate.
Is too heavy.
And I'm gonna put this here. Awkward. I know it is. I know it's awkward, friend. We're handling it. Okay, so he also had full plate for 1,000, but I don't think I'm gonna go for that. What else has he got as far as equipment goes? He's got some other weapons. And he's also got bags, right? So what I'm gonna do is we're gonna bail out real quick. We're gonna bail out of this, and right now we're kind of in a heavy situation, right? So we need to talk to him again, and we're gonna sell the splint mail, which should, yeah, there we go. We cleared up our plate a little bit, so we are carrying 107 out of 116 pounds what we can carry, which is not great. We're still carrying a bit much. Looking here, we need to sell the leather. We're just going to sell all of our armor. And we also had a mace we could sell too, which that brings us down to 90 pounds, right? So that's a little bit better. Does he have anything better in the weaponry department? Probably. We've got some money to spend as well. So we've got about 2 grand to spend, and we're carrying a heavy mace. Our AC is now up to 20, by the way, so yay. But I want something I can use with a shield that's gonna hit a bit harder, right? So what does the mace, heavy mace, do? Heavy mace is 1d8 damage. I can't use a bastard sword. I can't use a bastard sword at all, but I can use a long sword, which is 1d8 slashing with an enchantment bonus of 1 versus a 1d8 not. So that's not bad. What about maces? Does he have a heavy mace plus 1? He does. I like bludgeoning because bludgeoning is cool. Don't ask. Bludgeoning is cool, y'all. Okay, there we go. Yeah, let's go with the heavy mace plus 1. And I don't think there's anything else I want to buy from him right now. So we've definitely improved our lot. That's the key. That's exactly what the key is here, is I've definitely improved my own ability, and we gained 8 GP back. Now we have 1,000 GP. Let's, you know, I want a cloak or a set of boots or a belt. I mean, does Griswold have any of that for me? We're going really long here, and I apologize. I want to see if he's got any, like, belts I can use. A brawler's belt, a swordsman's belt, slash resist, bludgeoning resist. Ooh, I want the bludgeoning resist. Because we're fighting a lot of things. Ooh, but slash resist is also good too. Slash resist will help us against those enemies because they do have swords. So we are actually going to buy that. Yeah, we're going to buy that belt. It's going to give us a slash resist of 5. Yeah, that's good. That's good. I like that. And while I would like a cloak as well, I think we look positively awesome. We're wearing a nice set of half plate armor with a winged helmet and carrying a heavy mace and a large shield. Our AC sitting at 20. So our AC is sitting at 20. Our damage is 1d8 plus 2, a critical on 20, plus 1 on bludgeoning damage. So that is plus 3 damage there. We have increased AC. Our attack is increased currently. Our skills are increased because of how we've got it. We've also take less on bludgeoning damage, and our attack bonus is a plus 4. So that's actually not doing half bad right now. So with that said, that is just so cool, you know? Can I look at this and examine? Oh, you can't. I was like, can I grab the armor off the armor stand? That would be so cool. So I think this is a good spot to save it. And, well, we died a couple times in this episode. But, yeah, I'm excited to come back and do more. And we'll see where it ends up going. This podcast was brought to you by me, Kylie Kane. You can find me on Twitter at twitter.com/theversian. You can also find me on Patreon, where you can support the cast at patreon.com/KylieKane. If you want to see me live, you can watch me at Twitch at twitch.com/KaidoKane, where I stream games like Minecraft, Final Fantasy XIV, Diablo II, and other roguelikes. Thank you for listening.